We're back here on Giants.com. He is Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk, and this is your two-minute drill. Now, the Giants have been inconsistent by all rights this year. And really, if there's one unit, Paul, where you can focus in on and say the Giants' performance overall has mirrored the performance of this unit, it's the offensive line.
Yes, John, and when you look at the sack numbers and the rushing totals, they are very reflective of exactly how that offensive line has performed. And the thing that's puzzling is that since at least the final week of the preseason, they finally got the same five guys on the field. You know, Jeff Schwartz has been out. He's starting to work his way back in. He's practicing, but I don't think you're going to see him against the Colts. What they do when he comes back, well, that's another story. But right now, they just got to play well.
And Giants general manager Jerry Reese knows this team's fate will rely much on the Giants' offensive line.
Well, I think there's enough there to get better. You know, at times, we play pretty good in the offensive line. You know, for one little stretch there, I thought, you know, okay, these guys played together for a few games, and they're finally getting what we're trying to do. Then we had a setback there against Philadelphia. Didn't play well at all in our offensive line. But I thought we bounced back and played a little better. But down the road, you know, this is where it all starts in the front. You know, your defense and offensive line. Our offensive line is a prideful group. I think those guys will bounce back this second half of the season and be more cohesive. You know, we should get Schwartz back here. I'm not sure he's day-to-day, but at least he's on the clock now, trying to get back and get some reps and get himself back in shape, and we'll see where he fits in as we move forward.
And, Paul, when you think offensive line, people automatically go to the sack numbers. Well, is Eli getting hit? Is Eli getting knocked down? Well, last week against Dallas, he was pretty good. But they haven't been able to run the football to put their team into good third down and distance, and that's killed them the last couple weeks.
It definitely has, John. And, you know, when you look at that running game and you miss the experience of Rashad Jennings probably more than you thought you would, because Andre Williams is a very talented back. Everybody knows how good he is, but he's still trying to learn those blockers. He's still trying to figure out how much the hole is going to open. It's a little smaller than it was at Boston College. How long does it stay open? Well, guess what? It closes quicker than it did at Boston College, John. And so he needs patience. He needs more vision. These are all kinds of things that come with experience. And until Andre Williams gains that experience, he's going to have some bumps and bruises as he tries to find his way.
Remember, folks, this is not a normal Wednesday. It's a Monday night game. So tomorrow, you have all the action, including Coach's Presser, at 11 o'clock.